Please request record permission from the meeting cover. Do I have your permission to host?
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Hold on.
It just says please request. Like, how do I request that?
Yeah. I didn't like get anything.
No, it just says okay, and then I'm very confused. Maybe you need to do it because you're the host.
Ooh, there it is. I found it. It says allow record. There we go.
Oh, okay, cool. Host allows you to record the
And I think there's like... Oh, cool. So now I can see that it's recording. And like, I...
I can't see that it's recording, so I'm just going off you. Oh, no, I see it.
Yeah, there's a little thing up in the upper...
Okay, all right.
Boop, boops.
Testing.
Oh, yeah, we're testing. We're testing boundaries. But respecting them.
Respecting them. Always having that open dialogue.
Yeah.
Hang out and chat with us.
Going now.
Yeah. Dungeon Master Podcast, take 69.
That's right. My favorite kind.
Yeah.
Feels like you were just here, buddy. I miss you already.
I know. It feels like I was just there. Just like 48 hours ago.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, seriously. It was like 48 hours ago. Like waking up very, very, very hungover.
Uh-huh. I think I'm going to wait until I move to Cincinnati to start heavily drinking again.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to take a break and actually, like, get shit done these next 2 weeks.
a lot coming up. When are you going down to L.A.?
On the 24th. I'm going to drive down real quick.
Oh, nice.
Pop off all that stuff and come right back and probably a couple days later head on out.
Wow. Yeah. That's going to be...
Assuming if I get this place locked in, I'll already have a place I can go out to, so I can even head out a little earlier if I want.
I'm really excited for you, man.
I'm crossing my fingers. Hopefully, we'll hear something back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend went in my stead, and he just did, like, FaceTime with me, so I got to walk through, see everything. Looks just like the photos. Place is beautiful. Neighborhood's actually really cute. It's really close to a bunch of stuff.
Awesome.
And we're, like, right in Cincinnati, so we're actually a lot closer than we were expecting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just took a look at that listing earlier. It looked really cute.
Yeah.
Nice.
The only thing I want to do is just paint the kitchen because it's like a diarrhea pink
salmon
kind of color.
Yep, yeah. I know that color.
It's weird. I don't know why. Because the rest of the house is like this really cute, like nice, soft pastel yellow that's very like calming and very nice on the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And then just this brown.
Jill's in the background having a yellow.
Like,
I'm just like watching her face just go like
it makes no sense. The kitchen is like, hey Goods.
Oh, Goods in the background.
That's got a nice big like fenced in yard and everything. I think we need to put a dog gate on the side of the house for it. But the other side of the house and the rest of it's all fenced in. So
nice
and easy for the pups.
Nice. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Huge basement.
Excellent.
Yeah, lots of room, and it's like old, decrepit looking, which is perfect.
Perfect. Activities.
Yeah, my buddy was like, it's a little dingy down here, and it's kind of got that musky smell, and I was like, no, that's fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. That's fine. I'm used to that.
Yep. You used to have to request to shoot in a room like that.
Uh-huh.
And now it's just going to be right in the basement? That's awesome.
I'm just gonna make like a little mini studio for myself down there.
Yeah.
Do like
that's creepy.
My personal content.
Five.
Yeah. Well, then I'll make it actually look like a little more Dungeon Master theme.
Totally.
Drop. Yeah.
Yeah. Put up a couple of like high points.
Yeah. Oh, and you know, we were talking. We were looking at that listing. They only showed the one bedroom. We were like, I wonder what the other one looks like.
Mm-hmm.
That's the small bedroom.
Oh, no shit. So it's actually the bigger bedroom that you have that they don't show. Which
is And so that smaller room, that's facing street side, and then the big master bedroom faces in the backyard.
Nice.
Yeah. and there's a little bathroom upstairs, but then downstairs is like this huge open concept living room, dining room area.
Love it.
Massive, and then you got this big kitchen and entryway.
Love it.
So I'm really crossing my fingers, feeling really good about it.
Me too. I hope you get it, and I hope you're able to just like get all that shit signed up, sealed in.
I already threw a bunch of stuff on Facebook Marketplace today and got rid of a ton of furniture, cleared out a lot of the house today. So
nice.
That felt good. Feeling like it's not as big of a worry now.
Yeah.
Like, chipping away.
Yeah, so you're just going to get basically mostly new furniture when you get there, right?
Pretty much. There's just like, I think I'm going to keep that little, I have the little dining booth breakfast.
That.
I'm going to keep that. And then, like, my brother wanted me to keep the air hockey table because he was like, we'll get some good use out of that.
Oh.
He's like, no, you don't need to get rid of that. That one's good.
No. Keep the air hockey table. Keep the workout equipment.
Yeah. But other than, like, this chair, I think all the rest of, and I might keep like my dresser have something, but that might even get replaced eventually, but a lot of clothes can go in there to make packing easier.
Absolutely. Just pack it all in, throw it on the truck, and it's just one item.
And then I use the rest of like my other clothes, the thicker stuff, for I use that for like bubble wrap instead.
Yep.
Wrap dishes, break fragile stuff with that.
Yep.
That's
way to do it.
Yeah. Saves a lot of space. What's that?
Are you driving your own truck out there?
Yeah, I'm going to probably rent a U-Haul. Probably just like the 10 or 12 foot ones, honestly. I don't think I'm going to need a huge, huge truck, but something then tow my little Fiat behind.
Yep.
Nice. You know? So, but not feeling much better about it. It seemed a lot more stressful like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now it's kind of all coming together, hopefully.
I'm sure it is, you know.
We can just get that house and everything else like kind of just falls into place.
So yeah.
Once that's taken care of, I'll feel a lot better.
I need that one thing to happen, like
the one big thing.
Line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. We have a very good friend going through that as well.
Yeah.
It's so crazy having to move right now.
During a pandemic.
Pandemic.
Like, and if moving wasn't stressful before.
Exactly. We did it, as you know, at the beginning of this.
Right when everything was going down.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Listeners, like, we used to live in a big communal house with like 24 people. And as you can imagine, having that as your living environment at the very beginning of COVID, when there was a bunch of other shit going on too, it was like, we needed to go.
I'm so glad you guys said it. Seems like you're having a much better situation where you're at now.
Mm-hmm.
So happy for you guys.
I'm excited for you as well, because I think this is going to be a really good move too.
I'm looking forward to it. It feels right.
Yeah.
The more and more things are happening, it definitely feels right.
Yeah. It's good for you to be close to family.
My God, I cannot stop A, crying, but also B, just thinking about Midnight Gospel.
Yeah.
One of the, so after we did kind of our little poolside barbecue video special of
Viva Las Vegas. Update.
This will get tagged on to the end of it.
Yeah.
Just to wrap everything up. But oh man, you showed me all, I think we watched like the last four episodes because we already had started it.
Yeah.
I mean, we finished and blazed through that whole season. It just like changed. It's such a beautiful show.
It really is. They did such an amazing job on it. And we started watching it, as I was telling you before, like at the very beginning of quarantine too. It's like right after we moved in, we're like, oh, cool. What's this? Pendleton Ward. Oh, we loved Adventure Time. Yeah, let's just tune into that. And it's like, what?
Yeah, you're like, that should be a nice, funny escape from everything. You're like, no, we're going to talk about some shit.
Yeah, we're going to get some shit. Do you want to be my space cast? Yeah, it goes in space. Great. I am dead. Let's talk about the coffin industrial complex.
Yeah, seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go man.
Yeah, it seriously felt like the warning that, the universe, oh, goons!
Somebody wanted to make a special appearance.
For our paid subscribers, you can see Goons, the most
Goons.
Adorable dog in the world.
It is a big old giant chihuahua dick. he's very proud of it. Look at that face.
He's happy. Oh my god.
That was smiling.
He's like, yeah. I'm a camel too. I love it.
I'm a celebrity.
Meanwhile, my cat's still just sitting on the massage table. I just got a massage, so I'm like, my brain is completely fucked. Just 6 waves from Sunday right now.
That sounds so nice. Jill, are you handing those out?
I am handing those out. They're
special. Literally.
People. I could use one. Jesus.
Well, this time you'll have to drive here.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, if you're going Vegas to San Francisco or to LA.
Yeah, just cut up the coast. It's only like another.
Yeah, just real quick.
Yeah,
real quick. Just another quick, like, 16 hours.
Yeah, you're fine.
I'm really bad at geography, so in my mind, I'm like, it goes right through.
Well, and we're all used to, like, small New England states, too. So we're just like, oh, yeah, like, it's the same state. You just hop right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
8 hours later.
Yep.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, talking about subspace the other day, this is like one of the few times I really dive into it when I get massaged and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, oh, yeah, do whatever. My body is yours. Have fun.
I'm that way with a massage, and I'm that way with a haircut.
Mm.
I always am just like, do whatever you want. This is so like, it's just people's hands on you. I just like being touched. I like being pet.
Yeah. Well, we got some good cuddle time.
Yes, we did. Much needed. Man, that really, like I said, 2 weeks ago, all of this seems like way more stressful. And like you coming to visit was such like a nice recharge and just prepared me for everything that's coming up. And I feel like much better going about it now, looking ahead.
Good. I'm really
glad. Much needed.
You know, it meant a lot to me to be able to come out there and see you.
Yeah, likewise, buddy.
I'm not crying tonight.
I know. I already did that the past 24 hours.
I know. Right?
You only get one every 24 hours.
Right, exactly.
So, well, you got to set up. You got to set a boundary somewhere, or else it's just like, that's quarantine, baby. No. Yeah.
Well, I give myself one emotional cry, like sad cry, and I give myself one happy cry.
Okay.
There you go.
Like, well, or I guess cry happy like all you want. That's always good.
Yeah, unlimited.
As long as you're happy.
Yeah. So we need to appreciate the beauty in the world more than ever now. Because it's dark sometimes.
Yeah. Definitely there are some days where it's just like, man, you wake up, you turn... for me, it's Instagram. That's the big one. It's like, as soon as I wake up, I'm like, cool, I'm going to look like my friends and some art. Nope, I'm going to get a download on the horrible shit that's going on in the world.
Exactly.
I have to tell everyone about it. Because we all have to.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty. Look at that. Yep, another person's been murdered. Okay. Yeah. Great, we're here again. Ooh, look at this jewelry.
That is the duality of our world. There is a lot of beauty in it, but there is a lot of shit.
Yep.
You can't ignore the shit or else you end up in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Covered
that's the thing. It's like, that's how we got here, is from ignoring a whole bunch of shit for a really long time. Now we're all really being faced with the barren truth of the underpinnings of like modern capitalist society. Mm-hmm. Fucking bonkers. It's like, we are... in the middle of a pandemic, right? And like the ruling elite wealthy class are literally just openly saying, throw yourselves into the meat grinder for our convenience.
Yep.
It's like, it's okay that 170,000 people have died. We need to make sure the economy keeps functioning.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what the economy just means the stock market. The stock market is mostly like money that's held by the 1%.
Yeah. That has no effect on like people like you and I.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah. Like, I have some play around stocks that just like hang out. Like, cool. I thought it'd be fun to buy some like solar stock.
Yeah.
That does nothing.
Well, if we were in a more green and forward thinking country, it would. But
yeah, totally. You know, I'm banking on the long game here, bud.
Yeah. You know? You're like, I'll just wait this one out. You'll come back to me eventually. You'll come around.
Yeah, you'll come around.
Right. Well,
really, that's the thing. This period of unrest, I feel like, is a win or die situation for the other 99% of people.
Yeah.
Like, this is literally it. Like, we either win as a society and move forward towards more equitable distribution of wealth and advantage and possibility, or most of us just die.
Yeah.
Like, that's a thing that is actively happening every single day.
That's true.
Yeah.
170,000 people would have to say that, too, if they could.
Yeah, if they could.
Yeah.
I was talking about that with my mom earlier today. It's like, too many people don't have a visual. They don't have an idea of what it means to have, like, 1,000 people in America die in a day. And I remember seeing this meme, of course, to me. Like, that's all we're doing now. We're making fucked up weird memes because life is meaningless. Nihilism is taking over everywhere.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. everyone all of a sudden is a nihilist and an existentialist, like, real quick.
Yeah.
But the analogy they're saying, it's like 3 747s crashing every single day. Like, if 3 fucking planes were falling out of the sky every day, there wouldn't, like, we would be taking planes out of the sky.
Yeah.
You're like, nope.
Exactly.
Nope, we're not flying until we figure out all this weird shit. But it's literally happening.
Yeah.
You know, 9/11 happened. And we shut everything down.
Right.
We went to war. We fucking blew everything up. We destroyed everything.
Yeah.
As a reaction to 3 planes crashing.
Right.
And now there's that. That's happening every single day in America. And people are just like, I'm going to go to the bar. It's my right.
It's a hoax altogether and it's not real.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
I don't understand it.
I don't either. You know, and some days it's just like, I feel like I'm just hallucinating this whole quarantine thing, because you go out and you see people, like, now that outdoor seating restaurants are happening, right? So I was like driving through San Francisco, it was either earlier today or yesterday, and I'm driving past this little restaurant on the corner and it's like, yeah, you're outside and you're technically 6 feet apart, but you're on opposite sides of a sidewalk where everyone is walking through.
Right.
Like, do you guys not get the point of what the regulations are supposed to be saying?
Yep. Clearly, they have.
Yeah. Yeah. America's lost the plot.
Oh, yeah. I feel like we lost. I don't know if we ever really had it, but
yeah. There's a lot of good, you know, ideas.
Yeah, you know, and even like if you really dig into like those ideas, they were not as broad and accepting.
Oh yeah, no,
they were intended to be.
Yeah, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all men. It's like, A, what? B, didn't apply to people of color. Period. Mm-hmm.
It didn't even apply to like all white people at the beginning.
No, it was just landowners.
Yeah,
you own land.
That was the only thing. Yeah.
If you don't own land, and guess what? Most of you can't.
Yeah.
Then you don't count.
Or right.
Yeah, exactly. Like, women can own land. Like, tough, right. Tough shit. You don't have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness because, like,
No, my husband does.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need that. My husband
right.
has that.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no need to give you rights. You're fine.
No.
You got a man to take care of that.
He gives me.
Oh, God. Yeah. So, like, America was not always and has never been, like, this perfect, shining
beacon
on the hill or anything.
Beacon on the hill, exactly.
That never was. That was just the American dream, and that's all it is. It's not real. Mm-hmm. Never was.
You know, the thing
we've
about
gotten better.
The thing about it, though, that gets me is it's like, it can be. Like it can literally be. Can be. Like we,
and it's been a painstakingly slow process, but it has kind of gotten better in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I mean, now more people can vote.
Yep.
Even though they're trying to repress our votes now. Yep. We were kind of backtracking these last 4 years, but we were making a lot of progress.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we were making generally a good amount of progress with every, you know, cycle, because that's what it is, it's a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what, you know, political analysts and the general public kind of missed with the Obama years was like the pendulum swings. And the pendulum swings exactly as much in the other direction as it did this way.
Yeah.
So electing the first black man president, like, yep, congratulations. Yeah. You open all of the racial wounds in America as all of these scared white men just go,
mm-hmm.
I can't always have all the power.
Yep.
And of course we ended up where we are right now. Like, I've been saying that since day one.
Well, and look at just America's history. Anytime there's been an attempt to make progress for people of color, specifically for black people in this country, there's always been some huge, huge racist reaction to it. Mm-hmm. With the Jim Crow laws after slavery, mm-hmm. all the segregation and everything in the 60s, and now after Obama, now we're seeing fucking Trump and all of the white nationalists mm-hmm. that have shown up and surfaced. They decided to come out of their holes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I tweeted this earlier, but I'm looking forward to the day when people spit the word Republican.
Yep.
Like we used to spit the word Nazi.
Yeah.
What it is. It's literally like, congratulations, you support the party that's held up by white supremacists and supports people being put into death camps. Like, yeah. Guess what? You don't get to have a moral high ground anymore.
No.
It's fucking happening. So congratulations, if you're a Republican right now, you are actively supporting the American Nazi movement. Go exactly. Fuck yourself.
Yep.
Also, if you're tuned in right now, this is probably definitely not the safe space for you.
Yeah.
I don't know how you got here.
If you are one of those people we're talking about, yeah. you're probably going to unfollow, and that's okay. We understand.
That's fine. Yeah, we get it. Like, it's scary to have your boundaries pushed and to, like, be exposed to the actual lived experiences of people who've had to suffer as a result of these policies.
Exactly.
Guess what? If you dig in and do the work, you might actually learn something. But those yeah. people probably already turned this off if they were here to begin with.
Yeah.
So they're probably never
here. That's all right. Yeah, if they even made it this far.
Yeah. And if you are still here and listening and you did make it this far, and you happen to fall into this camp, then just open your eyes. Like, literally, just look around. Look around at the world as it is, not the world as it is being spoon-fed to you.
Yes.
By whatever news outlet.
Exactly.
Because, you know, it's not just Fox that's the problem. It's like this entire idea that the news media as a conglomerate, as a whole, should have... massage brain. I don't know. I had a word. I totally had a thing and it was just 100% gone.
It was sounding really good.
Right? I felt good about that
so
one.
So close.
And then,
thanks, Joe.
Yeah, thanks, baby.
I'm prepared. An hour and a half massage.
Oh, yeah. I feel so much better. So much better. Yeah.
I would say keep rubbing it in, but.
I don't want to get chafed. I don't know if lubricant in the world.
So we got to test out that Sibian here.
Oh, yes. So what, first off, what was your reaction when you saw the back of his truck, first of all?
I didn't see the back of his truck. Everything was loaded back into the garage.
Yeah, it was
by
quick.
The time.
Oh, okay, you were quick.
So I just opened the garage and there's just like a giant pile of fur and a giant trash bag and then a weird black thing that I poked at and was like, are you an amp? I don't know.
Well, it definitely produces sub-bass frequencies, that's for sure.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Does.
Yeah, I'd already gotten the bones into the backyard.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the bones, he prepped me that there was going to be a carcass already in the back of his
car. Oh, that wasn't a surprise. Oh,
yeah, the surprise is everything in the backseat. Fine leather.
The fun surprises.
Uh-huh.
Also, I feel like those vests that you gave him, mm-hmm. I put one on and I was like, this is me living my very best butch life.
Yes.
Transported me back to like 12 years ago.
And now you guys have matching ones to wear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She looks fierce at him. She looks fierce. That is definitely going up on, you know, one of the socials at some point soon.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, maybe you'll be seeing that. Yep. Two of us with matching braids. Also, if you're not a subscriber, you can't see this, but I have like glorious.
All the braids. Yeah, they're
braids, right?
They're
now.
Pretty fire.
Yeah. Oh,
they're literally fire.
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 Yeah. Since Burning Man isn't happening this year, but this is just like an August tradition.
You know, it's still happening in spirit.
Yeah. Well, actually, yeah, it is.
In your hearts.
It's a digital one that's going on.
Oh.
We're doing like
I just meant in your hearts, but yes, digital is cool too.
Yeah. Burning heart. Yeah, they're actually doing, I think it's like 8 different digital experience multiverses.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, I don't know much about it. I haven't really been reading it because honestly, just the thought of not going kind of makes me depressed and I don't want to see all that. But from the little that I have gleaned.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were supposed to get hitched out there this year. We were going to get married at Burning Man, so.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, at least the first wedding.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have a couple, right? Four wedding minimum.
Well, it's not like, let's be honest, there are some aspects of your wedding that you might want to share with some people and maybe not everyone else.
Exactly.
Like maybe mom and dad don't need to be there for the orgy portion.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which is funny because I just told my mom about these podcasts that Alex has started and she's like,
oh,
you want me to listen? And I was like, you can if you want.
Well, hi. See you at the wedding.
Yep. See you at the other wedding.
No. The first one. Not the, don't go. Don't go to the second one.
Yeah. The blackout dates.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were gonna do one overseas, but obviously, I mean, that's fucking out of the picture too. So.
Well, yeah. That's gonna take a while until the rest of the world is done, like, swatting America with the newspaper and, like, mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm.
Bad America.
Yeah.
You are not allowed in the house. Nope. You stay.
No, you stay.
Think about what you've done.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it does. It feels like America's just being put on timeout by literally the rest of the world. Like, nope.
And I don't fucking blame them.
Yeah,
I don't blame them one bit. I feel like we got ourselves in this situation. We
oh, absolutely.
You deal with your comeuppance.
Yep.
There are things that we can do to try and salvage that and try to rectify things, but yeah, that's a big 50-50 up in the air right now.
Yeah. I think we'll get there. I have a very deep sense of optimism around this entire time period. I kind of have this entire time in that I'm hoping with every fiber of my being that as this progresses, people stay up, people stay woke, people stay ready and reactionary to the injustices and the shit that's happening. You know, like, people are coming out hard to protect the post office, and fuck yes. Also, yes. Listening to this, come out hard to protect the post office.
Right?
Like, it's it's a very basic service, right? And people don't appreciate this.
Yeah, and just how essential and, like, how much it does that people don't think about.
What was I saying? Like, it's like, literally in the Constitution.
Yeah. I saw a bunch of people just being like, screw it. Let's all just, like, sign up and volunteer to be the new Pony Express. We'll all just do it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah. It's like volunteer shifts, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Also, did you see the Lincoln Project put a video up on Twitter and they were just like, fuck it, we're going to do like a hot cam of the Postal Service. And it's like this glittery, filter they put over it. And it's all like dreamy, like hot looking post office people and like a bunch of dogs and cats like playing with this post woman. Like, like, yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah. They were just like, fuck it, we've reached this point.
Yeah, it's like, well, we're here now. What else are we going to do?
I didn't think I'd be spending my 30th year on this earth defending science and the Postal Service.
Yeah. I mean, science, yeah, I've been trying to fight that one for a long time, but I thought the post office was safe.
Yeah, I thought it was just like, we all just agree that we should have this, right?
Right? Like, I thought that was a thing. No, it is actually. It's Article 1, Section 8, Clause 7 of the U.S. Constitution. It is the Postal Clause. So it's literally their constitutional right to have and maintain the post office.
Not surprised that they're breaking the law.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, it's...
not the first time.
Listen, you're a citizen. You have a very basic right to be able to send and receive information. Also, right. The government literally needs you to do that.
Yeah.
Without the post office, like, what's the IRS going to do? Pay somebody else to send all those forms and shit? Like, there's a chain reaction of things all the way down.
Yeah. I'm sorry, if our president it's safe enough for him to do mail-in voting, like, we all can.
Yeah. Oh, I love this weird confusion, though, about, like, absentee ballots are fine, but mail-in voting is not, even though they're literally the same thing.
Yeah, you know you're talking about the same thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, mail-in voting is going to cause all this fraud. And then, like, literally in the same breath, like, absentee ballots are a protected right. But I can't.
Okay, fuck it. How about we all just have absentee ballots this year?
Exactly.
We just say that then instead.
Yeah. Like, is that what it takes,
Mr. Can we stop taking away mailboxes?
Yeah. Is that what it takes now? Like, or should we just have been relying on trickery this whole time to get things done by calling them different things?
Logic. Logic clearly is not working. Oh. So, what'd you say?
H2 flow.
It's a party in your mouth.
Yeah, it is.
The extra special party chemicals are going to shine all up in your teeth and make them whiter. Make you happy. Oh, I love H2 flow. We're going to put fluoride in the drinking water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're definitely going to glow.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Well, fucked. But actually, I mean, the world's fine. Although, you see what's going on in Belarus right now, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, that was nice to see because, like, see, that's, like, when people showed up and protested like that, that's what, like, responsible leaders should do. Mm-hmm. They realize that people have spoken, step the fuck down, and resign. Mm-hmm. And they did.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it takes. But Trump is just an egomaniac. He's not going to step down.
Yeah. It's also perpetually worth reminding people and all of our listeners out there, it's guillotine season.
It is.
Yep.
Get your schematics. Head down to your local hardware store.
Get your stuff. I'm just saying that fall is a wonderful time of year. All of the trees turning red.
Exactly.
It's beautiful, really. I love that about New England, being able to go for these long drives and just seeing all of these once green things falling to the ground And that is definitely not a metaphor that I am making.
Of course not. Of course not.
Of course not.
Hashtag burn it all down.
Yes, when the hills would look like fire as far as the eye could see. I'm just going to take another swig off of this. I love some malt scotch whiskey.
Ooh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, as long as we're getting into like revolutionary mode, fuck it.
Yeah, right.
Bill's just like shaking her head, like, no.
I'm just painting my nails and shaking my head.
It's either that or sipping the tea in the background.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I got some. I'll bring some out. Yeah.
I think I'm still sweating rye whiskey.
Probably. Yeah, we drank a lot of that. I was literally hungover all the way home. I bet. That entire drive.
We were very sweaty that next day.
Oof, seriously. Literally and metaphorically sweating everything out.
Maybe mild heat stroke? From being out in the desert, but just mild.
Yeah.
Very, very mild.
Choosing to go out just there a little heat stroke. All black and leather and gap
in August.
In the middle of August in 112 degrees. Actually, no, it wasn't that hot. It was 112 when I left.
Yeah, we actually went on like the cool day, which only meant it was 108 instead of 110. So, yeah.
I mean, we chose very well.
I guess the best that we could for the time that we had.
Like, well, it's 116 this day and 115 that day, but right here in the middle, it's only 100. Well, that seems better.
That's golden right there.
Golden like a shower.
Hey.
Hey. Segue into each episode.
There you go. Also, it's very nice to be hydrated again and to have a normal pee routine.
Yeah.
That's normal. So it's like, I've peed like once all day.
Yeah.
Maybe twice.
I did the same. It's like, I drank an entire gallon of water and I haven't peed yet.
We need more water.
But I packed you those dehydration powders.
Yeah,
that's right. Definitely. Oh yeah, that helped the next morning. Actually,
if you know where they are, I would totally like non-paid promotion because these things were literally lifesavers.
I don't have the bag, but I can grab out one of the actual packets.
Yeah, I will totally pass along this little tidbit of information for all of our wonderful listeners.
Reviews on the interwebs, you do have to be careful not to overdrink them because they are so potent that you can make yourself sick if you drink too many packets at a time.
Got it.
They so work
too many electrolytes.
Mm-hmm. Too many electrolytes. They are great if you, you know, back when plane travel is a thing again. If you're on a really long stretch of flight, because you're always going to be dehydrated on there. Mm-hmm. So just like sip it while you're on the plane, because you only have that one water bottle of water anyway. Yeah, I love these.
Nice. Things.
Good. They're called Drip Drop for
Drip Drop.
Drip Drop.
Drip Drop
ORS.
And they were delicious.
Yeah, they're really tasty.
Watermelon.
They're very tasty.
Yeah.
Yum.
This is like, you know, burner hacks 101 right here. Always have electrolyte powders.
Right.
And these are the best we found.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Tastiest I found too.
Yeah. Which is important because, like, if you're dehydrated and you're like, man, I'm dehydrated, but this kind of doesn't taste great, like, you're not going to drink it.
Exactly. You want something that tastes good.
Yeah. Like the shitty Gatorade flavors. Who got fucking yellow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you found that there's this one, I always mistake it, like being like, oh, this is going to be like some Arctic Blast, or maybe it's a nice crisp apple, mm-hmm. and it's like lime cilantro flavored Gatorade?
I straight up had that one while driving back. It's lime cucumber.
Lime cucumber, that's why.
Yeah.
I
had that same thought.
And it's not that, like, it doesn't taste horrible, but when you're expecting a much more, like, fruitier flavor and then you get that, you're just like,
oh, God. I did not expect the full, like, bullshit spa experience.
Yeah, it's a lot of cucumber.
I'm cucumber water. I thought I was getting like a I don't even know what I thought. What color was it? It's like this pale.
It's like this like greenish. It's like a light pastel kind of green. So that's why I was like, oh, I always think it's maybe like an apple or an Arctic something flavor.
Yeah, something, anything. I mean, that said, like once I got about halfway through it, I was like, oh, this is actually kind of all right. Like, it's fine.
Yeah. It's just the initial shocking. It shocks the body for sure.
But like barreling down the highway at like 90 miles an hour and 115 degrees, Jill just judging me.
Yeah.
150 degree heat, like crack something open, throw it back, and you're just like, what? I was not prepared.
No. It's like, what did you learn? Read the label.
How to identify Gatorades.
Yeah. I guess it's too hard for me to just read what the flavor is.
Yeah. No one does that. No one does that. I guarantee you.
I go off the taste of color.
Uh-huh. Because they don't taste like anything else. They taste like the color.
Yeah.
Like, what does Arctic fucking Blast Gatorade taste like? It tastes like Arctic Blast Gatorade. Like, there's no comparison to anything real.
Yeah, you go to look at the ingredients on, like, the frozen ones, or, like, the Arctic ones.
Yeah,
like,
no.
There's no actual... ingredients in here.
Yeah, like, there's nothing in here that carries the flavor. It's not like, oh, it's a blueberry. Like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Blueberry has to come within 100 miles of that Gatorade bottle.
Not even the blue-looking, the blue-colored ones. None of them.
Yeah. Or, like, the purple ones. It's like, yeah, it tastes like purple. Everyone knows this.
It's a grape? Nah.
No, it's purple. Nah, like, it's what is the red one? The red one tastes like red. And you kind of know on the spectrum, like, generally when you pick them up, that they're going to taste like that. They're like, yep, the green one tastes like green. Oh, the green one tastes like fucking cucumbers.
This is not the green I was raised to
be. Yeah, this is not the green I was looking for. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
One of my many stoner moments.
Yep. I saw a great like meme graph that's like beverages consumed over time over the course of a person's life. Like Gatorade spikes in high school during actual like sports related activity.
Uh-huh.
Tanks out immediately after for like the first month of college and then spikes again for hangovers.
Yes. Oh. That is the reason, though, I can't drink red Gatorade anymore.
Epic morning boot.
Well, and what it was the best thing. I was in the middle. I was like, for some reason, even though I never really went to class, for some reason that morning, I was like, I'm really going to try and like, I'm going to go to class today. And I made it through one class. And as soon as I walked out into like the middle of the quad area, I just booted everything. And it was this bright red. And so there was this group of people like now we're 20 feet away from me and everyone just assumes I'm puking a profuse amount of blood. And it's just freaking out and everyone's like wanting to call like the ER and have like an ambulance come get me. And I'm just having to run back to my dorm and I just locked myself in and I'm like, this is why I don't go to class. God damn it. Why did I even try? It did. I pulled an exorcist, but it was just blood.
Oh my
God. Right now, red Gatorade. And that's now all I can associate it with.
Yep. I that's why I can't drink Captain Morgan.
But, ooh.
Yeah. Vodka. Yep. Everybody.
Yeah, vodka. That was my very first drink, and drank too much.
Yep. Same.
Whiskey, for some reason, I've drank the most, and I've drank for the longest, and that never gets old.
Yeah.
Tequila.
Oh, yeah. That's a rough one.
Tequila always loves me. I've had too many shots at one point, and I was like, well, I feel really, really drunk, but I feel fine.
Yeah. Well, you, my friend, lucky you. I have not had that same experience with tequila.
Using that hand sanitizer that I've got that smells like tequila, like bad tequila. Yeah, you were. I watched your face, man. You were just like.
Every time, I'm just like, oh, I'm trying not to gag. I'm trying not to gag. Just brings back memories. Oh God. Mm-hmm. Oh, but that like the little essential oil that you had that we would just like put in afterwards that you gave me as a little gift. I was like, that smells so delicious. And I would just put a little of that on after using that. Cured that right up.
Yep, it really does. It's very helpful. I think that one was frankincense and clary sage.
Okay, I was like, I definitely hinted the sage for sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, it smells so good.
Yeah, both of those, if I remember correctly, are supposed to be good for like anxiety and to help with, you know, tricking your mind out of depression as well. So
it helps. It's very
sweet. Who knows if they really do, but like, fuck it. It's quarantine. Like,
even if it's a placebo effect, I feel better about
it. Yeah, I'll take it. Oh, we're at this really interesting talk about the placebo effect on Hidden Brain a little while ago. And they were just like, yep, turns out it works. And it works even if you tell people that it's just a placebo. Which is like weird, but
the act of placebo, just talking about placebos in itself, a placebo effect.
Yeah. It's like, okay, this is where we can trick our brains into working. Cool. Like, yeah, I'm going to give you this, and it's going to help with this. And I'm like, are you sure? You're like, no, it's complete bullshit, but I'm going to give you this, and it's going to help with this. And they're like, it works.
Right.
Okay.
I'm like, I'll take it.
At this point, I'll take anything.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Oh, how about you'll take anything, huh?
Anything. You've seen my work.
Yep. What's it mean now?
That's right.
You made it.
How is a
show you this?
No.
Oh my
God. Oh, pull it up. Go to my Facebook and gather. Yeah, somebody.
My
old martial arts instructor and his wife randomly found it on Facebook and they sent it to me and they were like, "We just thought you would let you know. We're not sure if like." You are supportive of this, or if this is something you want to. We figured you should just know. I was like, no, I highly appreciate this. That was hilarious.
There it is. If you're not subscribed and you can't see Jill's face, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Because it's really good.
It's great.
And we'll post the meme on
I will definitely be posting this meme.
It's great. It's great. Also, I don't know how short your hair is and the like chin strap.
Mm-hmm. The chops, the mutton chops.
Mm-hmm.
Did I have the mutton chops in that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You so that one's only like a couple years old, probably.
Mild mannered in the face, which is great dichotomy to everything else that's going on.
To this big vibrating like 12-inch dildo behind me.
I love Jacob. So famous now, they making memes. Get it, bitch.
Good old Mary.
Good old Mary. let me close that down. Yeah, that's a pretty good one. You know you've made it when you've become a meme. Like,
yeah.
Love it.
I've seen ones that like fans have made, but that's the first one that I've just seen organically on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. A meme in the wild.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not one that's made
in its natural habitat.
the Attenborough meme inventory, which needs to be a thing that happens.
It's so good whenever those pop up. Yep. They make me so happy.
Here we see the history of memes from their earliest days as lolcats on GeoCities sites, theme motivational posters. And troll faces, evolving all the way into the modern meme sphere. Yeah, history of memes. It's a 200 level course. I teach it.
Amazing. Everyone,
you can sign up. All of our subscribers can sign up to the history of memes. It's a some amount of money a month.
totally a thing.
To be determined.
Up right now.
If you're our ultimate platinum status,
super platinum
Patreon member, you'll get half off.
Oh yeah, yeah, there you go. 50% discount for platinum member. Put yourself. We got to make a platinum tier.
Exactly.
To be fair, you have enough random knowledge of the internet origins.
Oh yeah.
You could probably talk about it for 3 hours straight.
Easily. No, this is actually a class I could teach, like meme origins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would be very good at
the internet.
You like, are the expert.
This is my home.
You're in my world.
You're in my world now. I'm not trapped in here with you. You're trapped in here with me.
Yeah.
Good old Rorschach.
Yeah. Watchmen.
Dude.
Damn. Like, I love it.
It's so good. Yeah. One of the few that it was like, pretty, for the most part, spot on and true to the graphic novel.
Yeah. I didn't love the movie only because there was so much that just didn't carry, you know, same weight as the graphic novel. Because the graphic novel had so much time to go into the motivation and meaning behind everything.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's like in between each chapter, there was like so much like backstory and everything that they would explain. So yeah, I get you.
Yeah, but it's like here's why that one throwaway comment on page 3 of this chapter is super meaningful.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I get it now.
Right.
Whereas in the movie, they kind of have to like chop most of that out, give you the highlights because they've only got a couple hours.
Well, and you have a very short audience attention span.
Yeah, as a general.
Yeah.
Although we started watching the show, the HBO show. It's fucking good. It's dark. Honestly, like, started watching that, and the first episode's all about Tulsa fucking bombing.
Right. I remember you saying they did, like,
Wall Street, and I was just like, right around, like, the beginning of major unrest here. So it was like back in June. I was just like,
yeah.
I'm like, that's a little.
Well, they did it because that was the first time a lot of people have ever heard of that.
Yeah, which is.
Watching on that episode. Yeah.
That's just grandiose failing of the American education system.
Yep.
By design.
Yep.
You know, that's another thing. Like, we're just, of course, we're ending up in this situation because we're teaching our kids garbage.
Yeah.
You know, it's just this completely one-sided view of history, and as it's being presented like propaganda in most
exactly.
Unless you got really lucky and happened to be in either a well-funded private or just a good school with teachers who cared,
right?
You know, that's the other thing. Teachers are fucking grossly underpaid. Like, I don't understand this. We're trying to send kids back to school right now in the middle of a pandemic, and we're not like, yo, what's up, hazard pay to the gods.
Yeah. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
They are heroes, man.
I've been listening to this great podcast called Nice White Parents, which details this woman's investigation into this school in Brooklyn that's been going, like, she starts out with a period of a certain amount of time, and then she also digs back into the history. But it's really fascinating to see the idea of these white families coming into a predominantly black and brown neighborhood and the ways in which they work into the system. And then, go listen to it. It's a really interesting socioeconomic like mixture.
Cool.
And shows how history repeats itself again and again.
Yeah.
Cool. What was the name of that again?
Nice White Parents.
Nice White Parents. Yeah. I'll definitely be adding that to my listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's thank you for having that. That's awesome. That's part of the work that we're all like being called to do right now too, is realizing the underpinnings of what leads to these systems and strategies of dismissiveness and oppression.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, that's awesome. Investigative journalism right there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check that one out.
Yeah. Well, hopefully remember to, oh, I guess one of us should be like taking notes on the things that I'm supposed to be updating a website with.
Well, we've got my meme.
That's actually,
socioeconomical journalism.
Yeah, drip drops.
Drip drops. And we got a lot of plugs.
We got nothing.
Oh my God. Why did you need to become your assistant?
I mean,
babe.
Yeah, do we have a pen? Oh. Julie!
Have you watched Legend of Korra?
Yes.
Julie, do the thing!
Yeah, we're rewatching that right now.
I'm sorry, I loved Legend of Korra more than Avatar.
That's fair. You know, honestly, I feel like...
A lot of people give me weird judgment about that. I'm like, yeah.
I mean, I'm feeling some of it, but in rewatching Korra, I'm actually just so impressed with the themes and the way they handled a lot of that show.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like the kids, those of us who watched Avatar The Last Airbender, like we grew up and they were like, hey, guess what? Our target audience cares about shit like, I don't know, oppressive systems of government. And
exactly.
The possibility of an anarcho syndicate, and like, what does it look like?
That's why I like it so much. Mm-hmm. not to like say that the first one wasn't like all about anti-fascists and everything as well.
Yeah,
but you know, it was a little bit less adult themes and
yeah. Well, that's the thing. Avatar: The Last Airbender. It's like they had. It's aimed at a younger audience, so there's a more defined structure to it. You know, it's like yep. These are the good guys. These are the bad guys. And then later you get into understanding like the nuance of what it means to be a good person who maybe has to make some hard choices, or what it means to be a bad person who sometimes does the right thing.
Right.
You know? Whereas with Korra, they start right off with, well, like 500 steps past that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no one's good. These guys are trying to do everything and they're making a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
They're going to figure it out. Because guess what? Welcome to adult life, kids. You're going to get and you're going to make mistakes. You're going to get hurt. And guess what? You still have to get up. You have to keep getting up. Because that's the message that I've been taking away from that show is absolutely just like, it doesn't matter. You get back up.
Yeah.
You figure it out. You keep moving forward.
Exactly. It's not going to be perfect, but you can keep trying to do better.
Yep.
Trying to improve things. Find it better than the way you found it.
Yeah. I actually really like that with when she gets separated from the old avatars. And also, if you're listening right now and you haven't watched,
spoiler alert!
Like,
ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, when she's fighting Unalaq after he's like becoming the Dark Avatar.
Right.
Moment where she's like, what do I do? I don't have all of this connection to my past. I don't know who I am. And Tenzin is like, you are who you are. You have never been all of those other people. They have been there to guide you and they have been there to help you, but you are the importance. You are you. And man, that shit just like hit different. Like, yes, we all have our places we come from, our ancestors, our families, our history. But that's not it.
And right.
You are an individual being. We have agency and we have capability in this world to make things better.
Yeah.
As long as we keep getting up.
Yeah. That's the important thing. Always to remember, especially in these dark times.
Exactly. We're almost out of the time box, but like, if anyone hasn't watched that show and you're hearing this right now, just go watch it.
Yeah. You know?
As a sociological experiment, you know, if you're not into cartoons, like, just go check it out.
Yeah.
You get something out of it.
And then if you really want to cry, go over and watch Midnight Gospel after you're done.
Yep. Oh yeah, I guess so. Oh, our watch list.
That's right. Yeah. We've got a watch list. We've got a shameless plug one as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, our new intro video. We gotta get that edited.
That's coming up soon. And we'll have all the footage and behind the scenes stuff of our desert trip. We'll have that up soon as well.
I'm debating, like, I really want to post that composite picture you sent me, but I really don't, because they're really good. Like, nah, you don't get to see the stiller already.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, I'm just texting that to friends.
Exactly.
Like, close.
No, you can see that. You did see that. I sent that to the group chat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, like, collage photo of all of the desert photos.
Seriously, gas mask.
Stay tuned, everyone.
Yeah. Gas mask. We suffered for y'all. We have made some content.
I'm still so sad about we were like setting up for those couples photos and we like posed for all of them too and then realized the phone got overheated and didn't get any of them.
It was so sad. They were really good. They were fucking sexy ass pictures.
Yeah, they were. And it was with the big giant wooden cross that we had dragged all the way out there with.
This like beautiful lake in the background, like gorgeous high sky, misty clouds, and we're just like hot as anything, literally sweating bullets because we have gas masks on. And guess what? That was a moment that we get to share forever, and no one else.
Exactly. Sorry, our precious members, but some things are just for us.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. I love you, buddy.
I love you both so much. Yeah. Actually, that sounds really good.
Yeah. Now
you're back to editing some porno.
Yep. Get paid. Get
that
right.
Oh. All
right.
Also, yeah, seriously. Like, I am so, like, fuck this bed. I just need that chair. Like,
we'll have to get you a matching one.
Yeah.
Our dungeon master's chair.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I know that chair. I moved that chair.
Fine.
All right. Well, you guys have a wonderful night, and you as well, viewers at home, listening, watching, subscribing.
Yeah. Thank you all for being here. We really appreciate it. And stay woke. Stay out there. Stay active. You know, if you can't protest, then keep sharing and. Just by continuing to keep up the pressure, call your fucking congressman, tell him to get back to work, get this shit passed.
Exactly.
Like, we're all out here together, and it's only through direct action that we're going to be able to accomplish anything. We can't survive until November on the idea that maybe our votes are going to change enough. Now, this has to turn around. So.
Yeah, there's no other option, really.
Yep.
Wait, it's a life or death situation. So please do.
Yeah. Survive or die. Roll high.
Roll high.